Recent budget figures indicate that corporate capitalism is undergoing a crisis, and some kind of emergency intervention may be required to rescue the ailing private sector.
Get the corporate resuscitation unit turned on. Make sure it's set to global.
There's a patient on the table already. We're in the middle of a serious recession and a drought-induced food shortage balance of payments.
Get her out of here, Dammit. She's only a snivelling little third-world basket case. We've got a real emergency on our hands.
Okay, Doc, all clear. Ready to hook him into the World Bank corporate life support system?
Right. Intravenous deregulation, an intramuscular injection of the latest stock exchange figures just over the right ventricle of the heart. Make sure they're not past the use-by date, and...
Damn! Somebody get that bloody mess off the floor before I trip over her!
Deregulation done, Doc. Having trouble finding the heart. Oh, look. There. It must be it there. Where that funny little depression is. Like a dimple. Kind of cute.
Hey, Doc. Look like he's starting to come around.
Energy, futures, commodities, commodities. Watch out for that goddamn inquiry. You were supposed to see it coming, didn't you? No. The accountancy firm, actuarial oversight. Wasn't me. Didn't know a thing, really. Pay out new board to bottom.
Yes. Up the tax concessions a little there. Don't want to lose him now.
Another directorship, offshore trust. Trust me, why don't they trust me, offshore trust fund me?
That's got him. Patient stabilized. Now for something to loosen up their cash flow and get him nice and relaxed. Good. That did the trick. But we still have to be... Oh, careful, nurse. Be careful. Be careful, nurse. You're very close to his... economic rationalism there. Now for a strong infusion of third world debt. Gently. Slide this tube very slowly up his Dow Jones.
You have to give me more of that stuff. I need it.
Not yet. Too much at once, and you...
No,
don't touch that. That's...
I have to have it. I need it. Just let me explain, Arnold.
That's the state hospital medical funding tax.
Why should the state have it? It's mine. I tell you, mine. Oh,
stop him.
No!
Oh, shit.
Oh, what are we going to do now?
Well, there's always the fourth world, I suppose.
I hear there is a shortage of vets on the North Shore. Benelong, Vaucluse, even Mosman.
Yes. But think of the money there might be in, well, curing mange on Aboriginal dogs.
But poodles are so much nicer.
We do have to think about long-term economic sustainability. Something like,
treating cancer on Tasmanian devils.
I like that new agey stuff. They're doing a bit of that at Byron Bay.
Well, why not go international? There's India. Treating sacred cows for sterility. There's something worth looking into.
I tell you, we've always got to look at every side of it. There's just so much going on. Just the possibility
of
saving money. It's money.
I'll call the meeting later.
Think, okay? Think money.
Money, money, money.
Money.
Was produced in the studios of Community Radio Station 2 NIM FM and on a clapped-out computer belonging to Warwick. The views expressed in this radio sketch do not necessarily reflect the views of Community Radio Station 2 NIM FM, but we must confess to enjoying them, and we will accept money. Community Radio Station 2 NIM FM is a non-profit community radio station, but will accept money. Volunteer workers at Community Radio Station 2 NIM FM provided the voices. They will all accept money. The voices in order of appearance were the fake ABC radio news announcer, Martin Preedy, the doctor, Bob Dooley, the nurses, Gay Reed and Mari Cameron, the patient, Graham Ferguson. The sketch was scripted and produced by Warwick Fry. Based on a concept first imagined by Graham Ferguson and Martin Jensen, that's me, reading this drivel. We all accept money.